Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick, not Picard, Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Again? Okay, full disclosure, we just had to do that intro twice because I'm an idiot, but... we're back on track now, and you know, it was just practice, it's fine. What I will say, Pat, though, is it's been a weird week for G.I. Joe news. We've had weeks in the past where it's been a little bit light in the news, and we've just, you know, either not done it or come up with some other kind of content. And then there have been weeks where it's been so busy we've, you know, spent 2 hours on an episode almost. This week has been just weird. Just plain weird. But enough of that. How are you doing today?
Doing okay. It's definitely strange. I slept a little late and woke up and have not really kept up on the news throughout the week. And it almost seems like I'm still asleep or I'm in a time loop now as well. I don't know, because this is second time through saying the same thing.
Amazing. One, it is weird and it feels like a dream. But also, the same notion, we've just done this, so weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll wake up after it's over, and then we'll do the Full Force Weekly for real with the real news. I don't know. That's strange.
For those that aren't paying attention, let's get into that first news segment. And obviously, for Pat's benefit... In the game room news, yes, Hasbro and Kilburn Live are joining forces to bring an IP-based arcade attraction to the American Dream Complex in Bergen County, New Jersey, called the Game Room. According to a press release issued by both parties earlier this week, Hasbro will bring games and activities based on Monopoly, My Little Pony, Hungry Hungry Hippos, Clue, Connect 4, Candyland, and of course, G.I. Joe. The arcade is set for a 2022 opening, and I cannot wait to see what G.I. Joe based features it will have. It's been a long time since we heard the name Kilburn Live in relation to Hasbro, and now we seem to have a very real project in the works and just around the corner. As soon as we have more information regarding the G.I. Joe content of the arcade, we will let you know. Pat, will he be making plans for a trip to New Jersey next year?
I don't think that I'll be going all the way out to New Jersey just to play a G.I. Joe game or activity. It could be a G.I. Joe activity.
True.
I don't think that I'll be doing that, but I am curious to see what this is about. It seems like a very different approach to an arcade.
Yeah.
To have all unique games, which I suppose would maybe attract people to an arcade, as opposed to, having the same games that people can play at home.
I will also say that completely by accident, there were two Wayne's World references at the beginning there. One, Noah's Arcade, which I didn't say Noah's Arcade, but, you know, arcade's in there. And, of course, the Dream thing. So I'm just saying, I'll probably be saying Schwing at some point as well. There you go, done it. But I've got to say, yeah, could you imagine if you made that trip out to New Jersey not knowing what the G.I. Joe thing was, and it was just the old school arcade game just slotted in the corner amongst a bunch of others? It would still be fun to play, but my God, what a wasted trip that would be.
Yeah, but I'd be actually happy if they, whatever they have planned, if they managed to get that game as well.
As well, agreed.
It'd be very nice.
I'd love to see, like, maybe like a few games in there that they could kind of like... cabinet up, even though they were never cabinets, like some of the old school console games, and then also maybe even something like the Rise of Cobra game, you know, just something ridiculously awful like that, which actually I quite enjoyed. I've got to say I really enjoyed that game, but I know it was crap. But yeah, anyway, I mean, what are your kind of expectations here? Are you thinking, with Kilburn Live involved, obviously we've talked about them in the past and how they set up this partnership with Hasbro, and they've had big plans for a long period of time. This seems to be like something coming to the forefront finally. But what are you expecting to see?
I'm expecting to see one of those very physically large Connect 4 games and for the place to be very family friendly. Yeah. I'm almost thinking something along the lines of a Chuck E. Cheese is what is actually rattling through my head. I can't imagine that the brand new video games will be too involved or too complex. It seems like a lot of money to put into a very well-developed game to put it only into one location.
Sure.
So I think that it would just be the novelty of playing as G.I. Joe in something that maybe is a reskin or very similar from something else.
I'd love to see some sort of virtual reality kind of thing. I think that would be pretty dope.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Especially if they kind of... we obviously no clue as to what that would even look like. But we are aware that they're putting a lot of money into gaming. So maybe that is where the money is going. But I would like to see this be... One, I'd like to see it be successful enough to kind of go out to other places in the US and worldwide, obviously. But just so I could experience it a little more comfortably than driving 4 hours to Bergen County, which I did check the map, and that's exactly how it was, like 3 hours, 50 minutes. So I don't know if I'm that, I don't even think that would be worth it for me doing that trip just to play on the arcade cabinet. But I find this really exciting though, because as you mentioned, it could be a very interactive experience. It could be more Nerf-like, more physical. It could be more... Yeah. Like that, it could be like, you know, Hasbro are going to be throwing like some money at some new games in there.
A lot of times some of these games, just making them larger makes them unique, like a gigantic hungry hippos.
Oh man,
where you much? Really have to crank something, that would just be fun.
An arena of sport
yeah. With this, just
giant hippo,
your headband whenever you walk in and then you never leave.
Amazing.
It'll be me versus you. People will walk in and control me versus you in the arena of sport.
I'll be the Yeti dude, that huge Yeti, massive Conan. Yeah, it's like a giant Conan the Barbarian, and you can be Duke.
I just have to remember the tin. Was it foil that they used?
Yeah, they kind of stuff. They get it in there.
Stuff in between the.
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't seen that particular episode for a while. Anyway, let's get back to.
Yeah, me neither.
Let's get back to it then. Okay, cool. Well, I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. I want to see what this is all about. But and depending on the scale of it, mate, you know, if it is big enough for a trip, if it is significant enough for a trip, would you do it for like a couple of days, like a overnight?
It would be fun if it's good enough for me to go out to visit a bunch of things in the New England states. So to go visit Rhode Island and go to New Jersey would be maybe an entire trip as like part of a trip. But I don't think that I'll be getting on a plane or getting in the car and driving all the way across Pennsylvania in order to.
You're not going to fuel up the private jet and come out here?
Then? No.
Okay. No. That's a shame. I was hoping for a lift. Anyway.
I was going to say I'll drive the Gremlin there. I'm just trying to theme everything to Wayne's World today. Jeez. It's a little bit late. I didn't realize you were starting the next story.
We're going to be doing Wayne's World references throughout, so this is great. Anyway, that's in Wayne's World. In the Magic Squad news, looks like the Hasbro Kilburn Live partnership is in full swing now as they present a brand new touring kids magic show that will feature a number of Hasbro properties, including G.I. Joe. The show will feature over 30 different illusions within its 90-minute runtime, with a cast of young magicians showing kids how to perform simple magic tricks, as well as having a number of tricks to take home. An official video on the website gives you a good idea of what to expect from the show, what it will look like and scale, etc. Tickets will cost $35 for adults and $20 for children 10 and under. No official word yet on when tickets to the shows will be made available, but the website states coming soon to a city near you, and you can sign up to be notified when they go on sale. I have to admit, this isn't something I'd be interested in necessarily, but I am curious to see how G.I. Joe is incorporated into the show. Hasbro and Kilburn Live are starting to ramp up their partnership, and I fully expect more of these sorts of events and projects to start appearing over the next few years. Pat, this came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, this is the one that I'm still not sure is a real, like really happening in the real world, or I've not woken up yet.
You take the blue pill.
Okay.
That's not Wayne's World reference, obviously. That's a Matrix reference. But yeah, that will... I'm not sure actually. Will the blue pill help or hinder? I can't even remember which one takes you where. It doesn't matter. Anyway, take one of those pills and you'll still be none the wiser, I reckon. What is going on? explain to me what is happening here.
I kind of thought that whenever I heard Magic Squad that it was going to have something to do with the card game.
Same. But that was my initial expectation when I saw the title on His Tank. And I clicked on the link and I was like, I was not expecting this at all.
No. It's just going to be Crystal Ball with a shield.
Hypnotizing loads of kids.
Hypnotizing everybody.
Into giving them loads of money. That's what's
going to... I mean, what really could it be?
I'll tell you what this is, Pat. This is the plot of a Sunbow episode, isn't it?
It's very similar. It feels like it, yes. This is a Cobra plot to take over the world. Yeah.
I'm contacting Buzz Dixon and finding out what the hell is going on with this episode, this particular episode. But I do find it very intriguing, nonetheless. So... does anyone else, or is it just me that wants to see what this is about?
I'm sure other people will. It's interesting that Hasbro's doing something with magic and incorporating...
Everything but magic.
It's just so strange. I don't know what to make of this.
Tell me now that magic being a card game as well would not fit seamlessly into a magic show with a card trick. Like, to me, that is just 101 kind of marketing, unless there's some sort of stoppage not allowing the two to kind of coexist.
Maybe somebody would be confused. They would go to the shops buying magic cards, expecting there to be instructions for magic tricks included in the deck. So maybe that would be bad to incorporate magic. It may be brand confusion.
There's definite confusion. I think the main confusion is between us two right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And our confusion over what this is about. I mean, it looks kind of fun, but like, again, I don't even think I'd have been that interested as a kid. I probably would have been maybe drawn along because of the G.I. Joe aspect. But I've never really been a massive fan of like audience interaction at shows like this. I always get a little bit, and this is coming from a mad extrovert, by the way. Like, I enjoy...
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of surprised.
But I've never been a massive fan of that. Because I feel like it's like the sword of Damocles is dangling over... He's, like, swinging over you. And you're just like, who's it going to kill first? And I just feel like that... It brings, like, an added bit of pressure into a situation where you just want to sit down, relax, and enjoy something. And I feel like I switch into certain modes depending on the situation. In a situation like that, I don't feel like I should be involved. I should be sitting there watching other people do something. And it always makes me a little bit kind of, oh no, I don't want to do this. I was a little bit, when I went to see Blue Man Group with Kate, Adam and Zoe, this was in when we did the Florida convention, the Disney convention ages ago, the G.I. Joe convention, sorry, multiple years ago. And we went to see the Blue Man Group, and I was a little bit like, oh, I don't necessarily want to do this because I just know they're going to like, it's one of those things where they just grab anybody. It's not like, you know, you get asked if you want to do something, you just get grabbed. And thankfully I wasn't, so it wasn't that bad. But there was that anxiety throughout the show where I don't necessarily want to do something. You know, I just want to relax and watch this. So that's what I'm getting that with this too.
You think they're just going to snap you out of your house sometime and force you into a G.I. Joe magic show?
Yes. No, I mean, if I went to the show.
Are we just tapping into a deep, deep fear of yours?
It's like, I always have this, I also, magic? Speaking of fears, I also have this weird fear when I go swimming that when I go under the water, I'm not going to be in the swimming pool. I'm going to be in the middle of the ocean all of a sudden. And I'll come up out of the water and I'll just see nothing for miles. I have had that irrational fear of swimming pools. And it's weird because I enjoy swimming and I do it a lot when I can. But I've always had that weird little thing. Like, I'm going to go underwater, there's going to be a shark there or something. And I've had that for, I don't know how long, like, just ridiculous irrational fear. Tell us all yours.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Tell us all yours, Pat. Put it all out.
I've had a fear for a long time that if I drive with the windows down at night, that a deer will hit me from the side and stab me in the neck. I don't know why.
Mate, do you know what? I feel the same way. All our irrational fears are coming out. It's amazing. As if I think this magic news has had an effect on us, and now we're just pouring our hearts out to the viewers and listeners. Viewers and listeners, tell us all of your irrational fears in the comments below. We turned into a therapy.
So the magicians can play upon them during their show.
Exactly. okay.
What is the clever plot now? That was the plot. Was we started off with a magic show, and somehow we're giving away our irrational fears.
This is crazy. This is crazy. Anyway, that's enough of that, because I want to move on and talk about some really interesting news as well, as well as the weird and wonderful. We are getting some mysterious toy company news. A mysterious toy company has emerged, posting images and hinting at a possible Red Shadows-related toy line with updated logos. Skeletron is the name, and it looks very likely that Red Shadows is the game. A number of logos have already been posted to their newly created social pages on Instagram and Facebook, including the Skeletron Company logo, a presumably new Red Shadows logo, and a retro-inspired skull and crossbones design. They've been dropping hints for the past week as well, as names like Bob Breakin, the godfather of Palutoy, and the main man behind the Red Shadows. On top of that, they've also dropped a massive RoboSkull hint with a very cool image that displays RoboSkull silhouettes appearing from either a sunset or a sunrise. And in addition to all of this, it has been noted that a number of trademarks have been filed under RoboSkull LLC, which is where we also find the Skeletron and Red Shadows trademarks. This is all very intriguing and could possibly hint at a new RoboSkull, but we will have to wait and see about that. It's all very exciting, and I'm looking forward to an official reveal in the near future. And as soon as we have more info, we will let you all know. Pat, excited, intrigued? What are your feelings around this?
Very intrigued about this. Curious to see where this goes. I don't think that it would just be like a reissue of the RoboSkull. The RoboSkull is such a popular vehicle.
Mm.
It is interesting how that one has just kind of taken all of the American fans as well. I kind of think that it just has become one of the most popular things that was not released in the United States among U.S. collectors.
Absolutely. And you're right. I don't think it would be necessarily just a reissue, shall we say. So I think, like, when you think of all the hints that have come up, when you think of all, like, you know, what they've been posting, you get the feeling that there's probably some sort of... I mean, my thoughts, I go straight to the RoboSkull. But then with it not being a reissue, are we looking at some sort of modern update here?
Could be. I think that would be a popular thing to do.
They've also mentioned as well, I've got to say this too, they've also mentioned in, like, you know, in posts, things about Red Shadows toy line and things like that. So that is another... I mean, I'm piecing together a few hashtags here and there. But, you know, do you think we could be seeing more than just that? Do you think we could be seeing, like, a whole array of kind of maybe new Red Shadow stuff?
I would not guess that just based on this, but maybe. It definitely seems like it's RoboSkull focused. I mean, even the name Skeletron, as I think that I learned listening to you a long time ago, that Skeletron was actually originally created to be the pilot to the RoboSkull. So it all is somehow RoboSkull related, I think.
That's another very good point.
Maybe not to all of the Red Shadows, but who knows? I don't know.
That's actually genius, and another little connection that I'd failed to make. So, yeah, that is another interesting point. Yeah, and obviously Skeletron was going to be the original pilot. That's what Bob had in mind until he brought the prototypes into the office and showed them, told them what they were, and they went, no. And I think, in actual fact, I think he called Skeletron RoboSkull when he first kind of revealed.
Oh, really?
And they said, no, that's not RoboSkull. That's the RoboSkull. Make another pilot for it and we'll figure something else out for that Skeletron. And it became a mail-away figure. But, yeah, so all very intriguing. Not really much else we can kind of talk about. But, I mean, what would you like to see, Pat? Is there anything, like, you'd like to see come of this? Did you have any expectations? I mean, what are your thoughts there?
Well, at this point, it almost seems like anything's possible. I'd like to see a real RoboSkull land in my front yard and I get to fly it for a little while. You know, that's what I'd like to see.
Now that my expectations have just gone up, and now that's going to ruin whatever this is, because there's no way it's going to be a one-to-one. Could you imagine? I mean, it's a toy company, but could you imagine like a one-to-one scale? Kate and I have discussed this many times, and it's still something we want to do. We want to build, even if it's like not, well, obviously it's not going to work, but if it was something that you could put in your garden and be massive and you could sit in it, how much fun would that be?
That would be fun. even if it had like the ability, I mean, because it's not like there's a ton of windows inside the RoboSkull. If you had like one that was fake that you could climb up into and then shut and then get down in there and have one of those, you know, video games that simulates motion as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it could feel like you're flying away in it. That'd be amazing.
A simulator. I wonder how much money that would make, that would take to build. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? A G.I. Joe simulator. I'm not even talking about RoboSkull right now, but just a G.I. Joe simulator where you could be like Ace, or you could be like on the ground and like a, you know, a G.I. Joe vehicle. You know, again, that would be so dope. I would love that.
Yeah, full theme park ideas with G.I. Joe. I'm sure there's a lot of them. I think that being inside a Fang could be a fun one. Oh. You know, inside like one of those domed rooms where you're looking around.
They'd have to make it so loud.
It would. But the Fang would be such a good platform for one of those, because you'd be able to be contained and strapped in and yet have full visibility of everything around you. So, or flight pod.
Totally. Flight pod as well. Just going over the top of you and just... Oh, that'd be so wicked. Okay, right. So that's what our plan is then for the rest of our lives, is to build the ultimate G.I. Joe theme park, which I'm hoping Kilburn Live and Hasbro do at some stage. We've got something in Malaysia. We've got something in New Jersey. We just need to bring it all together and make more cool stuff G.I. Joe related in it. Easy, right?
Oh, yeah. Simple.
Anyway, that's Skeletron news, apparently. But anyway, yeah, looking forward to seeing what that's going to be about. And moving on, we have, I suppose, like a little bit of disappointing news again. And that's in classified novel news. Yes, the upcoming G.I. Joe classified series novel has been delayed once again. This is the third pushback for the book, originally slated for release on August 2021 to coincide with the release of Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins. The date was pushed to November 2021 and was then delayed to March 15th, 2022. The new date for the book is July 26th. Are we all keeping up with this? July 26th, 2022. You can still pre-order the book on Amazon, link in the description. Pat, surprised to see it pushed back again?
No, not really. I think that writing a novel takes some time, so just churning it out probably isn't a good idea.
I just figured they'd already written it by the time they revealed it. I just thought it was
already written. Yeah, that's true.
That was my, you know, I guess. But then again, pre-order-wise, they probably thought, hey, we've got some time. But then what could be happening to stop the written aspect of this up until next year?
Writer's block. I don't really know what else. Like really bad writer's block. Or maybe they're timing it. It could also be that they're planning on releasing it timed with something else.
That's like a good
maybe
point.
There's something that's going to be happening, or they feel that they can properly promote it at a different point.
So we're thinking Yojo June next year, going into July. Yeah, that could be more. Mm-hmm. Maybe the stuff in the book that they can't reveal until certain figures are revealed, possibly, or maybe they're thinking that's
possible. But I think that the Yojo June thing is probably more the truth of it. They probably know that they have this big push that's going to happen marketing wise in June, and so it'll just make sense to put this book as a part of that and then give it a proper launch, most likely what it is.
Like we spoke a little while ago about Hasbro being involved with gaming and also having a few things in production that have been in production for a number of years as well, we heard. And we were told not to expect anything for a few years. But do you think maybe there's some, like, they've got a lot of things planned in the classified sphere that they might want to kind of like you say, like kind of bring out at the same time?
Yeah, I think that once Classified became a very clear success, they probably needed to rework their plans a bit in order to expand them.
Yeah.
Which is the good news. So yeah. I think that we may be seeing a lot of the signs of that within various things.
Yeah.
Just the fact that G.I. Joe was included in the arcade and the magic show could be a result of the popularity of Classified.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to see, I kind of really want to read this book. Like, I want to see what it's about. I'm really excited for Phil Noto's illustrations because I think he's a cracking artist, and I'm really can't wait to see what he's got going on in the book. And John Scovran, I don't know a great deal about the author, but I'm interested to see what this is about, what it's like. I know it's aimed at kind of like a teenage audience, I believe. But, you know, I'm still kind of 8 years old in my head, so I'll be all right. I'll probably enjoy it.
So if you're 8 years old and it's to a teenage audience, you have to wait a little while before you can read it.
That's no. I just get it early, like everything in life as a kid. It's like, you shouldn't watch that and you shouldn't see that and you shouldn't do that. But you end up doing all three of those things anyway, because, you know, not at eight necessarily, but you know what I mean. I'd seen Predator at the time, and I must have been about 8 years old then when I saw Predator. When was it out? It was like 87, was it? Or was it earlier?
I think so.
It
sounds about right.
I'm writing, I'm checking, because I don't want to, I'm a fanboy of that movie, so I want to know when it came out. Also, 1987, I was spot on. I also didn't really want to type Predator into a search engine without movie, by the way. yes, so there you have it. Push back till frickin' July. So, yeah, you can have to wait till, I guess, the next round, when the weekly becomes ridiculous again and we're doing 10 to 15 news stories within a weekly. That's when you're going to have to wait for this book to come out. But anyway, in the meantime, make your own adventure. Yeah? That wasn't in Wayne's World. Right, then, moving on then, Pat, and let's get the shout-outs done. You can go first. Take it away with your shout-outs.
Well, I forgot when I was shouting out Philip last time, I forgot to give him a shout-out for finding a helmet for my Bodhi figure.
Nice. Look at that.
Yeah, he's been standing there like that for the longest time, but now...
Oh, he was naked, and now he was not. Brilliant.
Yeah. So I have that.
Tell us a little bit about that toy line. And also, Articulated points to a whole episode on it as well, don't they?
That's right. Philip's a big Photon fan. He'd actually read the novels when he was younger, and that
By John Scovran and Phil Noto.
I can't remember who wrote the Photon novels. It's in the Articulated Points episode.
Yeah, link in the description, guys.
But as a kid, I had Photon, and on the back of the box was this figure, as well as Warrior, the four-armed, orange, larger guy.
I've got four arms.
And I honestly didn't know if they came out or not, because I never saw them when I was younger. I don't think I did.
I never saw them.
Sure. Yeah, if I would have seen them, I think that it would have kind of stuck in my head a little bit more, or I would have actually looked at them. You know, I would have taken the time to look at them because they looked cool.
Yeah.
I had the guns, but I always kind of thought of Photon as being the lesser of the two between Photon and Laser Tag. And then through talking with Philip, it turns out that Photon was actually the original thing, and that Laser Tag came later and was kind of the play on Photon by a larger company. And then I was like, well, yeah, but they function better. But then you start reading reviews, and no, the Photon guns actually shoot at a farther distance.
Yeah.
So it functions better. So it's just interesting to look at marketing in the 80s and how that may have affected me, you know?
Totally. You got totally propagandized by
Tag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Photon... I have to admit, looking back on it, I think Photon maybe was better.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, I love the fact they had action figures attached to it. Really, really cool. And
yeah, and the action figure interacts with the blasters, because there's a sensor here.
Fantastic.
And then a button here that activates his
little laser.
Which looks exactly like the one that you get as a kid that he can shoot at.
That's brilliant. Yeah, so again, check that Articulated Points episode out. And shout out to Phil, as always. Any others, Pat?
No, I think that does it again for me for the week. I don't always have a lot of shout outs. It's usually just Philip for some reason.
Yeah, it's just the life you live, isn't it, basically? It's work and it's Phil. That's your and the weekly. That's what it is. Shout out the weekly.
Yeah. Full Force Weekly.
I'm going, obviously, to start, as always, with a big shout out to all the family. And to my wonderful wife, Kate, love you all. Speaking of family, I'm actually flying out to the UK on the 29th, I want to say. I have to look at the dates again. But of this month, in actual fact, so very, very soon, I'm flying out. And I'll be there for a month. So I don't fly back until like the 30th of October. So 28th of October, I fly back. So I think it's, 29th to the 28th, I'm going. And so I'm going to be in the UK for quite a significant amount of time. I haven't seen my family for a long time, since Christmas before last. So it's, very long. It's a long time coming, shall we say. Thanks, COVID. So I'll be flying out there, like I said. If you're in the area vicinity and you want to hang, let me know. I'll probably completely avoid you and not bother, but we'll see. 6 feet apart, wearing a mask at all times. But you know what I mean. If any of my friends are about and you watch this, then let's hang. Anyway, I'll be there. Big shout out to the family. Can't wait. It's been so frigging long. And I get to see all of my collection in the UK again. I get to revisit it. I'm going to do what I usually do. If I have a nice day, like a nice sunny day, I usually go into the barn. I empty everything out, like on a big tarpauling in like the boxes. And I go in and I double check everything's okay, make sure everything's nice and clean and tidy. And then I put it all back in the barn in a nice clean the barn out. And then I put it all back in again. So I'm going to do that. Took me about 8 hours last time. In fact, it took me about 2 days last time I did it, but I'm gonna try that again. So that'll be fun. And there's so much stuff that I have that I just don't get to enjoy because it's in a different country. But I had that, like, when we moved to Pawtucket, it was like, well, we'll get to fly out more often and you'll get to see your family and you'll get to hang, you know, be with your collection like it's a member of my family. And it just hasn't been able to happen. So it is like agonizing. So much of my stuff is in there. Like all my masterpiece Transformers, basically. Ugh, makes me sad. Anyway.
Did you bring anything back with you?
There wasn't. It's honestly, dude, it's so difficult. And I do have a lot here in the US as well. Like that's, you know, our storage little thing downstairs is already full up, annoyingly. So, I don't know. I'm happy because I've still got stuff around to doink around with. I don't know why I don't just say play. So, you know, I can't wait to go back. Can't wait to see everyone, all my friends, all my family. Cannot wait. And to Brian Sauer, as always, for the awesome graphics. We are getting a revamp next week as well, by the way. So the graphics are getting a slight change up because we're going from summer to fall. You may have noticed why we changed the graphics. It's to coincide with the time of year. So we're getting some fall graphics, if you can speculate as to what that might be. If you want to have a guess, comments are open, guys. Go and see what do you think, what do you expect? And we should have a reveal on Wednesday as to what they are when I change all of the social imagery. Anyway, so big shout out to Brian. What we got in? Have you had anything in, Pat, before I go into mine?
Number of Transformers for me this week, again.
Nice.
I got in the Ark, which is too large, and in the other room, I got in Galvatron.
Nice.
And then I came home last night, and the two-pack of...
Oh, yes.
Sideswipe,
yeah.
And Silverbolt.
Amazing.
We're in, so.
They look really cool. I do love that. The mainline Transformers line is so good, isn't it? Real quality.
It is really good. There's so many characters at this point.
It's massive. And it's funny, like, and a lot of people kind of complaining that, you know, each trilogy you're getting similar characters coming out and stuff, but like they've improved on the last kind of almost every time. And obviously there's a lot of difference in the Kingdom series, so you're getting a lot of cool new stuff as well, aren't you?
Yeah, and there's a lot of characters that we've not gotten again, that they're pretty much going to do once and then not do them again. And to some degree, you know, getting the Combiners and Combiner Wars, getting the Headmasters and Titans Return, those are probably going to be the favorites of those characters for quite some time.
Absolutely. Cool, man. Good ins. I just had, I should be wearing it, but I'm not, but I've been in the wash. Obviously the virtual running club stuff came through, which I'll talk to Justin about in the movie weekly, which will be coming up shortly after this one. But I did get, movie related, G.I. Joe Classified Storm Shadow, which came in finally from Pulse. Now, yes, I already have these, thanks to Hasbro, but this was the actual one I ordered at the time. Still no sign of Snake Eyes or... Baroness, so I don't know what is going on with shipping when it comes to Hasbro Pulse, but it's, I guess it's just like whenever they get it, after giving everyone else their stuff, like retailers and so on and so forth, which, you know, I'm cool because I've had that Storm Shadow the entire time, but it's weird, isn't it? It's so weird. Anyway, this is another really cool thing I got in, the Jada Toys 18 pack, which is really nice. Like I do like this set. I think it's really fun. Comes with a lot of cool characters. What I did notice, I only noticed actually after Andrew Franks pointed it out when I sent him a picture of it, was that the Serpentor that's in here is modelled after the 25th anniversary version and not the original, which is quite interesting, I think. And a bit of a shame because I'm not a fan of that figure. It still looks good.
That one, I believe, was adapted from some designs that existed in Valor versus Venom. Was it not?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to check that out.
Very likely. A few of the figures were adapted, and like some of the accessories, like Polly, I believe, was from Valor versus Venom.
Yeah.
So was Firefly's backpack.
Yeah.
So there were a few things, and Buzzer was supposed to be a figure that would come out then. So I believe his chainsaw was the Valor versus Venom design, and probably some of Serpentor. I'd be curious to know how much of him, but
yeah. That's true, actually. Like, I was never a fan of that 25th, though, I must admit. Like, no matter what influence it kind of had coming through with it, like, it didn't grab me like the original. The original is just so stunning in terms of its, like, design. Really kind of intricate stuff going on as well. And they kind of really, I don't know, they made it very basic on the 25th. In any case, it's a really cool set, by the way, the Jada Toys set. And, you know, some really fun characters in there, like Barbecue, Dusty, Doc. You know, a few people have said, like, you know, could this be like a character list of classified figures? But to a certain degree, you could say that. But like Doc hasn't, you know, there's been no talk of a Doc at any point. But the rest of them are. Oh, Serpentor as well. I don't think we've had any kind of Serpentor intel. So, yeah. Interesting, though.
Where did you end up getting that?
I think Entertainment Earth.
Entertainment Earth?
Entertainment Earth. So thank you, Entertainment Earth, and thank you, Pat, for reminding me where I got it from. Otherwise, I wouldn't have shouted them out. Yes, and yes, yeah, so that brings us to the end of the shout-outs and the end of the episode, Pat. As always, we're going to be, you know, it's not Pride Month anymore, but we are still going to show our support for the LGBTQ+ community because that's the kind of people we are. As we said last week and every week, we stand with the Asian and Pacific Islander communities in saying stop Asian hate and will continue to do so. Follow the links in the description if you want more information or just want to do more to help. And of course, to our patrons, viewers, listeners, thank you so much. We've picked up a couple more patrons again, so thank you very much. Really appreciate your support, guys. It's amazing. And even if Pat doesn't appreciate it, like I say that every week in a jokey way, because of course he appreciates it. Look, he hates it every time I mention it. Go on, Pat, tell him what you really think.
I appreciate it, really. See? I think the Full Force Weekly,
I thought that's what you were going to say, but that's even better. Anyway, yes, thank you, Pat, much appreciated, mate, for coming on once again. Being my right hand, well, I suppose, co-host.
Yeah, no, I appreciate being on again. I really do.
I like thanking you for coming on, but you are the co-host.
I guess I'm the Garth Algar this week.
Yay! I'll be Wayne. Why didn't I have my hat on backwards this entire time? Actually, no,
he wears it forwards.
Yeah, I just need Wayne's World on here, don't I, basically? Right, I'm off for a suck and cut. It was a suck and cut, wasn't it? I kind of think it was when he puts the...
Well, it really did suck.
Amazing. There's so many. I can't even think of any more.
Are we just going to fade to black then? Is that how this ends?
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for watching the Full Force Weekly. Massive thank you to my awesome co-host, Patrick, not Picard Stewart. See you next time. And as always, after three, one, two, three...
Full Force!
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.